Are we live? I don't see it yet.
It's up on my end.
What?
It's up on your end? All right.
They're just yelling, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I get it because I'm going to put the link up real fast on RDB. RDB.
I need to cut this.
Shinshin is already in here.
Hank, give it a shit.
There, get this down.
Cutter and a lighter, please.
Shit.
Them too.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Let me share this on RDBLA.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast-a-roo.
What do you mean, no sound?
Oh,
Hank, there's no sound.
Everything's
no audio,
bro. No audio, dude.
See?
Yeah,
this one. All right, we'll fix it now. Ooh. Don't worry. Oh, they can't even hear us.
Hopefully.
But I need an ashtray so I don't make.
Give him the thing. Carbon fiber one.
Where is it?
Some dude made it.
Oh my God, carbon fiber, my own product. See.
Do we have sound, guys? Hank, you gotta fix it.
Yeah, it's my, I'm trying to fix it. I'm having a drink. Can you hear us now?
I'm trying to fix it. That's what it is.
I definitely can't hear us if we're asking him in there.
Baby Vic trying to look over the box.
I don't.
Laptop mic. Somebody said.
Can they see you say something? Baby
Vic off. Yeah. Everything's the same as last week. Literally nothing changed.
Something apparently
changed. Having a silent podcast.
And now it just crashed.
Oh, shit.
Fucking shit, dude. I swear to God. Why are we doing this live?
Dad?
I don't know. We don't have to.
What?
We could just.
And who are we looking at here? Hank, fix us, bro.
So what are we doing? We're starting?
We're just going to start. Oh.
It's first time on the podcast and it doesn't even work.
I'm trying to light this thing, but I'm kind of confused where I should be looking. This thing better be good. The House of Shiba or whatever.
Do you think a rat ate wires?
Princess of Shiba. Empress.
What? No. It's the fucking program. Like, it's not working.
Oh, the program's fucked up.
It just crashed again.
Damn.
That's weird.
Sorry, it's not going to be live today. We'll just record it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
why don't you just restart everything and try it again? What if it just needs
to... I just did twice.
Oh,
I'm not doing this shit.
I got to admit, Hank going crazy about this podcast software.
All right, let's just restart it then.
I mean, it's recording, so...
So what are we
I just got to figure
cut
out...
Cut it in the beginning.
Cancel.
I'm not supposed to hear anything.
You don't hear anything?
I hear you guys, but not from the speaker.
What?
You don't hear your headphones? Inside?
Do you hear inside the phone?
No. Oh.
Do you hear this loud?
It feels like those Bose sound canceling thing. I don't hear nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's not, his mic is on. Sorry.
Mic.
What about now?
It's when we got rid of Sarkis. I unplugged it so there wouldn't be noise.
Yeah, you unplugged the fucking audio in the computer.
I think if you try to start
vagina.
It.
All right. Okay. Are we just going now and you're going to...
You want to try
it? I just restarted it twice and it crashed.
I think third time.
No, like turn it off and open the program again. Try that.
That's what I did. It's telling me it did not shut down properly. Would you start in safe mode? Blah, blah, blah. It was, fuck it. We'll just do it in safe mode.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
This thing sucks.
It still doesn't have audio.
No?
No.
Princess Empire.
But
why?
I don't fuck it. I didn't change anything. Nothing changed.
Where that's weird.
Where do you see that there's no audio there?
Right there, a third row down, it should be moving.
Where it says P8 on the very bottom, it should be moving.
Yeah.
So even if you record this now, not live, oh, well, you could record it regularly, right?
I'm just recording it. It's recording regular.
Okay.
All right.
Let's just do that. It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Fucking fucks.
I don't feel nothing from this thing. What the hell is this shit? Is it blocked or something?
Let me delete my story.
Smoke's not coming out?
Dude, I don't know what the hell is
coming out. It's a shitty cigar. Okay, we're starting it?
Yeah.
It's been running.
All right. Well, welcome to the technical difficulties of RDB Podcast.
No.
We were trying to go live, as usual, and CB asked whatever program it is, crashed twice. We didn't have audio, so we are just doing this like our old regular podcast flow, which is going up Wednesday morning. Recording it now, and so we have somebody unfamiliar on the episode. It's not somebody's replacement. This is Rafik. This is the man that you guys have seen on the podcast talking, and it's a man that has made all this insane carbon fiber items, like the ASHRAE, which he is using right now. It is my favorite piece of item I have at the moment, and he's making some other wicked shit too. But in front of us, you're going to see a big box, basically, is what it is, because inside of it was artwork. And Rafik here made all of this, and it's entirely made out of carbon fiber. So this is going to be a little bit more of a technical podcast. I know a lot of the joking in the live chat's not going to be there, but I mean, we have to admire this insane work that this gentleman has created us. You want to talk a little bit about who you are and what you're about?
Well, I need to talk about this box because it took 2.5 months of hell in order to get this thing. 5 days I built this thing. Well, where am I looking?
Put the mic closer to your mouth. Yeah.
That close? It feels like it's going to kiss me, bro.
Okay. It's okay. All right. Sorry, Moses might kiss you.
Yeah.
Damn, Moses. All right, cool.
Was missing tooth.
Nah, this box was built in 5 days. I'm on a 96-hour stint. By the way, those five-hour energy drinks, extremely effective.
I'm sure.
Once you start feeling that come down, you need another one. So I think that after this, I'm literally going to be crashing on the road. But regardless, this thing is 100% built using carbon fiber aerospace-grade materials, using aerospace engineers in order to build this thing, but it was assembled in my apartment. And the amount of... Actually, wait, I'm not sure. How much can we cuss in here?
You cuss.
Yeah. I can't cuss that much because most likely my mom is going to... Hi, Mom.
No.
She's going to be looking at me. But either way, this thing is basically an idea I had for 4 years. What I do... Okay, I need to get used to this. Okay. So what I do is that I'm a development technician. Basically, what I do is that engineers come to me in order to get something either built very quickly or to get something built in order to show a client. Generally speaking, we have to get it up to about 85 to 90%. Most of the products that we're currently creating in development are things that haven't been done with little to no instruction. So this is basically it. This is actually the first time I can show the world what I can do, because the majority of the work that I do, I can't talk about.
Yeah.
So I come from a world that, to be honest with you, not many people know about. And when it comes to carbon fiber, look, I'll be honest, I'm a car guy. I've enjoyed cars my entire life. But in that world, bro, they put us to shame because they actually use carbon fiber for what it was really made for, which is structure. We're used to aesthetics. Like the majority of things that you see, which is just shiny carbon fiber, it was never made to be like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be honest, like the history of it is pretty amazing, because if you take it back to how it all started, in 1860, there was a guy called Sir William Joseph. He would put some bamboo in a little piece of an oven and then accidentally caught it on fire and it carbonized. And then these little fibers came out and he looked at it. He's like, I don't really know what to do with it. He threw it away. 20 years later, there was a man by the name of Thomas Edison that literally said, you know what? Let me see if this thing can conduct electricity. And he ran electricity through it, and then hence light came out of it. And that was the first ever light bulb. That was what carbon fiber was used for. 20 years later, they switched it to tungsten. And to be honest with you, carbon fiber was never thought of again until over 80 years later, when one guy said, you know what? Let me test about how strong this thing is. And at the time, it was just burnt bamboo, cellulose, and stuff like that. And when he tested it, it turned out to be 70 times stronger than wood. And he's like, wow, let me call this thing black gold. And hence, that's the reason why we painted this thing gold.
Yep. You guys are getting a nice carbon fiber history lesson, and makes a lot of sense because we work with a lot of cars that are compromised, that they're composed of carbon fiber, you know? And this box you see in front of you, literally every single piece is carbon fiber, inside and out. Even the hinges are carbon fiber. Even the locks are carbon fiber. This opens up, okay? It's a little heavy, so we can't just open it up for you guys here, but you'll see it on our YouTube episode, actually. We filmed it. You could open this up. And inside of it, he had also made some crazy piece of art. And it's all telling the story of carbon fiber and us.
Oh, it's on the... You put it on the Lamborghini hood.
Yeah.
In front of it. Oh, dude, he put it on the... He put it on the... On a Lamborghini hood that's crashed. And he put it on the engine bay. And it's like right over there. It's stuck there. That's freaking amazing.
Yeah. It's under... That whole hood is carbon fiber. Mm-hmm. So we put that carbon fiber piece that you made under the hood. And it's just sitting there right now safely. It's the safest place I can imagine right now. So that's there. We have nowhere to put it here. And this is so big that this is where we're showcasing today. But it's insane. And this is going to be eventually a table. Mm-hmm. He's making legs for it. And I think we're going to transition this to maybe the podcast table. Nobody else in the world is one of one, literally. And like you said, he made it in his apartment. But it is aerospace tech, basically, from his apartment.
Do you know what the definition of aerospace grade is? Mm. Literally, it just has the backtracking. Like how the aerospace industry works. Like, okay, like where I come from when I was working in Lebanon, I used to make carbon fiber body parts. Hoods, trunks, closer, doors, mm-hmm. Interior parts. But basically, that was just overlay. You take a carbon fiber sheet and you put it on a piece, put epoxy, clear coat it. That's about it. And that's 99% of the market. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that you go to these car meets and you see them basically showing off their carbon, I'm not going to name any brands, but they show off their carbon fiber hood. They think they got weight reduction and stuff. They got nothing. They actually got more weight and, to be honest, shitty fitment. Yeah. So when you want something that is high grade, something like 1016 Industries where they use something like I'm assuming that they use carbon fiber molds. On the last podcast we were talking about 3D printed molds, ultimate stuff. Anyways, so the biggest issue when it comes to carbon fiber, especially in automotive, is the fitment. And you would know all about that.
Yeah.
In order to get a flush fitment on all the seams, that thing is insanely difficult. Mm-hmm. Because when you cure carbon fiber, the epoxy shifts. So you have an issue with fitment no matter what kind of mold you're running. And the more advanced the mold, you're talking about molds that go up to, like aluminum molds go up to like $50,000, $60,000 for a hood, I assume. Mm-hmm. But that's in the automotive world. But in the aerospace world, the molds that we work with, you're looking at $1.1, $1.5 million molds.
Yeah. Damn.
There was one, I'm not going to name the company, but you're talking about something about the size of this room and it rotates and we're a team of seven, okay? And we're all laying these big 4-foot carbon fiber plies that would take about a month and we used to run 12-hour stints for literally, I used to run like maybe 6 days a week on and off and maybe just have one day off and I would be exhausted, but it was so much fun, the stuff that we used to build, especially mm-hmm. when I was working over in SpaceX. Those dudes threw me through the ringer because I thought I knew about carbon fiber. And when I move from the automotive world into the aerospace world, it is a different beast in terms of the amount of paperwork that you have to follow.
Yeah.
The way that something is classified as aerospace grade is that it literally you can track it back to the molecular level. You literally go back because if you're looking at companies like, for example, Boeing, how much carbon fiber do you think is in a plane? Any plane, like the 787 Dreamliner, the new ones that are coming out. They make 85 of them a month. How much carbon fiber do you think are in these planes?
I don't know.
45,000 pounds.
Oh, shit.
45,000 pounds of carbon fiber in each plane.
Wow.
Boeing is hands down the biggest buyer of carbon fiber in human history.
Jeez.
They are literally up to the point where they decide the price of the market. The carbon fiber that you buy or 1016 buys or Mansory buys or any other company buys, the price that they pay is because of Boeing. Because there were times whenever we were working, regardless of the companies that I worked for, there were times when we would spend an entire month doing nothing. And then I would lose my mind. But we knew exactly why. Because Boeing is an A1 buyer. They would immediately get priority over everything.
That's and then, crazy.
But here's the thing. The amount of waste that comes out of the aerospace industry, I calculated it. One day I'll tell you guys how I did it. Because I literally got to the point where I had to pick up trash cans and go try and weigh them to find out. The amount of carbon fiber that is thrown away is pure insanity. Because if you're building something for structure, if it's going up into space or to carry people that have families on planes and all that kind of stuff, this stuff needs to be extremely safe and extremely down to the point where everything is tracked. Even up to the point, by the way, where we used to get threatened, they would tell us, if you purposely mess up a part and it passes through and people die because of it, you're looking at about 10 years in jail and $250,000 in fines at minimum, okay? So the way that our world approaches things is that the amount of steps, the amount of people, that's what you're paying for when you get these kind of things. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars for an entire piece and sometimes up to the point where you're looking at about $2 million for one carbon fiber piece.
Damn.
So it's very fascinating. Wow. And that's the thing. Crazy. I mean, like, nobody really knows about it. I want to bring that world into it. And this is it. This is one of them. Basically, using aerospace engineers, and by the way, they keep saying that my company is cute. I don't think it's cute, but they say that. And they keep saying that, and they're the ones who actually designed this. And then we just five-axis machined it out of a solid block of carbon fiber. And it's the same thing with that. So.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Crazy stuff. And, like, a lot of people talk and they say they're going to do this and that. And they don't, you know. And you have gone well beyond that. You have told us what you're going to do and this and that. And, I mean, lo and behold, bro, you've brought the artwork downstairs with the Joker, which is crazy. You brought the ashtrays, the coasters, this crate box with artwork in it. I mean, who would make a box around that on top of what you did, you know? And it really shows, like, the pure, like, insanity behind it, which we love. We love insane stuff. And this is carbon fiber plus insanity. So it's amazing. And he totally ran with it. There was no, like, do this, do that. There was just, you know,
he freestyled thing, it. You know? He freestyled it and this is what came out. It's crazy.
And the box has a story, right? The box has a story. It follows basically our motto, which is repair, design, build. And the box starts off repair, in the middle is design, and then build. And the artwork inside of it, same thing. It's repair, design, build. It's like in three separate things. And then it's even engraved repair, design, build on the box. So it's just so much going on. There is raw carbon in there. There's forged carbon in there. There is epoxied carbon in there.
Braided weave, twill weave, plain weave. So there's about five or six different types of carbon, but each one has a specific use. Like the corners, you're talking about 4 millimeters thick. That thing is stupidity. I actually, see, here's the thing. Like the way that I want this business to operate when I bring it over to this world is that it's going to be operating just like an aerospace company, but it's going to be the only aerospace company in the world that does not cater to aerospace clientele. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be making fun stuff. Like, I have a lot of friends that are engineers. Those are the majority of my friends. To be honest with you, I spend most of my time with them. I never really got along with anybody. Basically, they have a bunch of things. Like, I'm currently in the process right now that I want to build a samurai sword. But the problem is that with carbon fiber, you can't sharpen it. But I think we may have found a solution for it, because every single thing that we build is going to be functional in a way. And this box, now look, there's my friend, Ala, who was actually my partner in this business. I wanted to throw this thing off the third floor of my building. He wouldn't let me because he said that it might break. And I'm like, I don't care. We need to test it. But that's the point. That's the point. I mean, like, with aerospace companies, they test everything that they're going to do before they send it over to the clientele. So I think that this is hands down the last product that I'm going to be making without throwing it off the building. And each product we make, including this, is going to have its own little baby box, but not about this big. So,
yeah.
Crazy talent.
It is. It is. And it's just sheer insanity. Because if you guys know carbon fiber costs money. You know, when you try to buy a nice carbon fiber hood for your Lambo, you're spending 10 grand, you know? So just imagine this, which is pieces and pieces inside out, and plaques on it made out of, even like the plaques that are raised behind it is a block of forged carbon. So there was nothing was used. And even the picture frame, I don't even know why I call it a picture frame, but the frame inside, the protective packaging around it was carbon fiber sheets. And in front of this box, you see on the floor is a whole carbon fiber sheet as well. So truly impressive stuff, man. Let me ask you this. What's your, obviously we know websites, we know people that sell carbon fiber accessories, you know, and stuff like that. We've seen it, you know, like that lighter that's by Porsche. But there's also all these other little companies that make little carbon fiber, you know, stuff. You're really just going the much more technical, advanced aerospace vision of that, basically. And you want to do, we discussed this, you want to make five of probably each item. You want to keep it super limited. And it's really cool to see. So he's going to get somewhere, folks, because this is true dedication and passion and work. And we know all about that because we've been passionate for 15, 20 years with this business. And, you know, there's a lot of up and downs and you got to hurdle all that. And there's going to be a lot of hurdles for you, I'm sure. But it's the point of not giving up and knowing that you could do something that nobody else is doing, you know? So really cool shit. Really cool shit.
Good stuff.
I had a question about the front. So on each piece, it's got, you know, the writing and the symbol. The first one here, what does that say?
I can't see it from here.
It's what are you the Japan, or I don't know if it's Japanese, but it's a different language.
That's the business logo.
Oh, okay. Just
yeah, it's called Tenzo Labs, which is actually Japanese for Carbon Labs.
Oh, okay.
Now, originally, cool. I wanted to call it Carbon Labs, but that name was taken. So I'm like, okay, I need to change it up.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I have an addiction. Actually, to be honest with you, a fascination with one car that changed the game for me. And to be honest with you, is what brought me into carbon fiber, which is the R34 GTR. This thing is the holy of the holy grails. And I had actually a chance to buy one in 2016 for $40,000. And at the time, I was like, why am I going to pay $40,000 for a 20-year-old car? And now it's worth $270,000, which is insanity. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm eventually going to get. And actually, to be honest, I'll get to that point in a bit. But that thing is actually a representation for the guy who actually decided that he wanted to test carbon fiber and started this entire revolution. His name was Akio Shindo. So he's the one who started it, and that's a representation to him.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Including the colors from behind it.
Nice.
Yeah, gold carbon.
Black gold.
Black gold. Yep. Mm-hmm. So everything you see has a meaning, which makes it even more obviously amazing and meaningful, because he could have just made this box plain carbon fiber, and we would have been all ecstatic, like impressed as hell, obviously. But it could have been just plain, you know? And instead, he put made plaques, epoxied them, put them on, made it a box, hinges, whatever. But he could have put no gold on it, you know, whatever. He could have just been bare. But that would have been much easier. And, yeah, I mean, so it's really, it has a whole story to it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we love, because we're all very passionate about our stories here, you know? So with that note, let's get into some cars. You want to talk about some cars with us today? So we keep this podcast on cars as well. I hope a lot of people enjoyed the carbon fiber history, and we're going to be showing a lot more of this stuff. Check out the YouTube video. We're going to show the unboxing of this, which is really cool. So yeah, check it out. But Hank, let's get into some notes. First, we got to talk about Moses, I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just make him talk. They'll figure out what we're trying to talk about. What?
Something is wrong with Moses today.
What's the big fucking deal?
Smile.
Huh?
Give smile. Us a nice smile.
Smile. Come on. Real big.
Nice. Why?
Big give smile. Us the biggest smile. Like you just won the jackpot.
You guys are assholes, man.
No. We're not making fun of you.
Look, they're not live. So there's nobody live to mess you up, which is great.
Yeah.
They're going to mess you up in the comments.
Smile. Just so smile. Fucking smile. There you go. Wow.
He's such an idiot. Smile, bitch.
What goes in between those teeth?
Oh, man. Moses, a child, kicked him in the face and took out his tooth.
Dude, how tall is your child?
No, he was sleeping with him. I mean, he was laying down in the bed with him, so they were just kicking
him.
Yeah, he's like playing on the couch. He's like Chucky, man, this guy.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been beat up by
They're very kid. Bad. They're aggressive, yeah. these children.
Yeah, these new kids, they know where they to punch you. Face or dick, they choose one of them.
Yeah.
Mine is just straight to my dick.
So you all have kids.
We all have kids.
I'm going to be entering that soon. My mom, she's looking at me like I got to get married at 32 years old. You know, Armenians, you guys understand.
Yeah, where are your parents from?
Lebanese.
Definitely getting there. You're definitely at the age.
And how old are you?
32.
You're 20 years late.
Yeah. Don't say this. You're going to be watching.
12-year-olds, man. Yeah.
All right. They kicked the girls. We're not live, so I was just going to throw it.
They kicked the girls out of the house like 16, 17 years old.
Not 16.
Back in the days. Yes, back
not
in the days.
16 years old?
Back in the days, 40 years ago.
No.
Yes.
I think it was like at least 20.
They used to get married at a young age. 17, 18,
they're
out
of
the
house. There's still places that do that, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you fucking idiot.
That was one of the first talks that... HR had with me when I got here.
They're, HR?
Yeah, they sat me down and they were like, how's your personal life? Are you married?
Did you tell them you're fucked up?
And I was like, no. They were like, look, this is your timeline. You need to find a girl. You got to have some kids.
Oh, you're right. We did. Yeah. We did tell you. Because, man, you got to settle in, man.
Yeah, and then instead of that, you went and you bought a bike and you broke your leg.
Crashed.
Yeah. And then while he's selling the bike, injured his hand.
Yeah. For $500.
All right. Crash of the week, folks. Crash of the week.
Bad. Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Wait.
State Farm. Can't say tease.
Thank
like
you.
A good neighbor, huh?
What is happening with all these people?
What's with this whole Instagram caption thing, the description, where they put a random video and then they say, like,
here's AI, bro.
It's supposed to get more
traction.
Traction.
That's so stupid, dude.
It works. I click on stuff.
It's just getting faker and faker content. Yeah. But. This one is chilling in the backyard, and here comes the
oh shit!
It looks like my U-Haul van.
Neighborly. That's a very nice neighborly van right there. Jeez.
Oh, shit.
Hope he didn't have like a medical emergency because...
No, he fell asleep. Awesome. He fell asleep in the
car. It could have been either that or
did
that.
Did you know that if somebody has a medical emergency and they crash into you, they're not responsible? Like, you can't sue them? After them for like anything.
What about their insurance?
No.
I think you could do it for like maybe the property damage with insurance, but you cannot go after them personally because it was a medical
issue. I did not know that, and that's really fucked up.
I mean, they have to prove that it was a medical problem, but let's say they have a seizure and they crash into you.
And they kill you?
I hope not.
I'm going for like...
Yes, if they kill you and they have a seizure, they kill you, they're not at fault.
Dude, yeah, because the guy just had a thing. I mean, what do you want?
That's tricky.
It's a wash.
But what are you thinking?
I'm still learning, bro. I've only been in the U.S. for 4 years. There are so many rules.
In Lebanon, they'll just RPG you if you fucking do something like that.
Yeah, I've seen... Okay, I can't say what
I'm saying. No. Yeah. Actually, no. If he's seen... No, don't say it.
No. We're going to keep it safe here.
Yeah. One of my closest ex-friends was... His uncle was pretty much the running Lebanon.
Really? What's his name?
It starts with H.
Hariri?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Rafiq Hariri.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Rafiq.
That was one of my best buddy's uncles.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind
of
cool.
He gets a gun and shoots you.
There is a huge, huge Armenian community.
I know, in Lebanon, yeah.
A lot of my
Our parents are Lebanese Armenian, so technically.
No way.
Oh, him too.
Brothers.
Yeah. Him too.
Brothers. Hello.
Him too, yeah.
Yeah, him too. Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Smile.
But Lebanon is preparing right now, so good luck to them. But so let's get into the rotary McLaren drifting video. So we have two videos for you guys. This is the crazy McLaren with the rotary engine swap. And this is a lot of, like, your artwork, bro. This is like a fuck you. I could do whatever I want. Here's a car that people will pay $2 million for, but I'm going to change the engine.
Jeez,
dude. Sounds sick.
I'm watching his build series. That's epic, dude. What he's doing.
Yeah. He's got the backing, and I mean, fuck. Good for him that he has the. He could play around and do this kind of stuff and make money.
Is that a three rotor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 horsepower three rotor.
Those engines. Is it NA?
Yeah.
No.
Turbo. Is it turbo?
Turbo. Yeah.
Those engines are so expensive, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that car itself is a freak. It's like a P1/600LD or 650 something.
650 GT.
Something.
It's a mix between the two.
Yeah. Which is nuts. And it was built at Lanzante, apparently, which is also very nuts.
100-day build.
So
it's going to be revealed on the 11th at the Goodwood Festival of Speed.
Oh, that's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Good for him. I love this kind of shit. And props to him. That's sick.
Yeah, see, now we can actually, like, look at stuff. But here's a picture of the engine at night.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good shit. I'm going to definitely be watching Goodwood. But the talk of the weekend was the new Bugatti. The Tourbillon. I think that's how you say it.
That's freaking nice.
Tourbillon.
I think, like, the watch.
Yeah, but it's very French, and I don't know. It's very hard to do like French accent. you're closer because you
Tourbillon. From,
there you go.
I'm like the only one in my family doesn't speak French, but I think it's Tourbillon.
Yeah, The Ellis Islands for sure, and all that. A lot of you guys saw me drive the first one on my Instagram, but that wasn't true. That was made in the CVS parking lot when I was getting my medicine, and for some reason, the steering wheel came to my mind, and I. Got it, and I like cut it out, and I spliced it, and you know how many people thought that was real?
Do you know everything on the internet is like that?
Like more people thought it was real than fake.
Well,
wow, you got the new Bugatti. How did you get the new Bugatti?
It's understandable.
So fake.
Yeah, but it's believable.
I would probably believe it too.
It was done on my iPhone in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but it's believable. We're in the car business, so.
But anyways, this car is crazy. It has gullwing doors. Which we don't see on Bugattis. Bugattis usually just regular doors. So it's got the gullwing doors.
Man, that thing's nice.
Pretty cool. The main feature of this car is the steering wheel. It has that floating look. The steering wheel is connected from the back of the cluster. Mm-hmm. So when you're returning the steering wheel, it looks like the steering wheel is not connected to anything. So it's pretty cool. I don't know if that's going to make people like...
crash.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that.
But,
yeah.
But it's really cool to see it. And then obviously Tourbillon for watches. It's all the chronographic stuff, the movements.
It's cool.
And that's what it's modeled after. So the speedometer moves like that. Pretty crazy. Really it's cool. A 16-cylinder. Naturally aspirated plus 3 electric motors. So no more turbo for Bugatti, which is kind of, I mean, I heard this engine, you know, and it sounds crazy. It's high revving, it's 16 mil, but I mean, I used to love the Veyron, how it sounds. It sounds like an airplane, you know, and the Chiron also, but this is going to be entirely different. And 1800 horsepower. So,
whoa. Damn.
1800 horsepower. It starts at $4.6 million.
No, it was 5.3, they said.
No, I think it's 4.6.
4.1.
Is it?
But that's like the start, like the bait.
We don't even know 100%. Yeah, exactly. None of us going to come with zero options.
Why did I read 5.3 base?
It's going to at least be 4.1.
I don't think they would do that because the base for the nicer Chirons were like 3.5, high threes. So this is a little more.
The one thing I wanted to talk, since he's in the carbon fiber.
Yes.
I put it in your notes. It's T...
Not even looking at my notes.
Dude, did you see the engine? Do you know how hard it is to make that mold for that thing? Is that like a three-piece mold or something?
Well,
that is insane.
If you're getting $4.5 million per car.
You better get a seven-piece one. That's a lot of money, man, for a car. Insane.
The molds, you're looking at millions of dollars in molds.
T800 carbon composite. Do you know what that is?
T800 carbon? Yeah. I think that's a spec.
It's like they just said
for the tub.
Yeah.
T800, like Toray?
Yeah.
Maybe the manufacturer? I'm not sure.
It was like a new carbon.
T800 carbon composite.
Yeah.
Automotive world, they give different names.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 250, and then they're going to make, obviously, so many versions of this, just like the Chiron. But really beautiful car. Props to Bugatti. The prices of vehicles are getting crazier. I mean, $4.5 million, insane. Nice.
1,800 horsepower.
It's like Moses' properties right there.
The rear.
But he can't get hair or teeth.
That rear shot. Jesus.
Doesn't it look like a bolide?
Fuck, man.
It's a beautiful, beautiful fucking car. I can't look at you when you smile. See,
you look like a criminal.
You see him? You see him?
Yeah. I can't see it from this side.
Oh, look at him.
Is it bad?
No, that's cool, bro. You look good.
When I saw this car, too, I was thinking how fast it has a screen, like a hidden screen. And I'm like, how fast is that screen going to break?
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, it comes up, straight up. And then it turns, and then it goes down. So that screen is going to malfunction, I'm sure, because it's got too much going on. That screen, it goes vertical, and then it goes down and gets hidden.
But from what I was reading, it's only like, it's not, I don't think it stays up all the time.
No, it's when you turn off the, not on the car, probably. It's like regular.
No, it stays on, but when you turn it off, it goes inside. Down.
Yeah.
I would think.
So they don't steal your screen from your $4.5 million car.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be parking somewhere.
That's a lot of money, man. For
that's a lot of money. Yes, yeah, it's a lot of money.
Is it though?
I mean, like, we're getting. I mean, look. Nowadays, probably not.
It's just the cost of this box in front of us.
Oh yeah.
This is $4 million.
No.
If it was,
wait. Okay, let's just. Okay, I got a question.
Okay, if I was a customer,
someone comes to you and says, "I want to build that." You don't know them. They want it just like this.
Can't put a price on it. Yeah.
I'm not building another RDB again.
No, man. Like a box.
A box.
Just like this.
This is a box
with their logo on it. Let's say another shop contacts you, right? And they want it just like this with their logo on it.
Why do you just want a shipping box?
I'm just asking.
This is just a shipping box, literally.
Sell shipping
box. They want a shipping box, man.
That's all carbon.
Look, we're just going to say this ASTRAE, let's say something like this ASTRAE is 5 grand.
Okay, so this is 50?
We'll talk off camera.
Yeah. But we could say the ASTRAE.
But what I will tell you is there's a reason that you can see on the left side. Not sure if they can see on the camera, but there's a plaque that says the Focus. Because this is the only product that you ever get where the Focus is not the thing that's inside it, but the box that it comes with. And by the way, I came with a U-Haul van. I wanted to send this by UPS. UPS wouldn't let me send it. I went to 4 UPS.
They kept fighting it, huh?
They're like, we're not going to ship this. I'm like, why? They're like, what if it gets damaged? I'm like, that's the point. It's a shipping crate. but people don't want to touch it. Even when you guys got it, I'm like, drop it on the floor. You don't want to drop it on the floor.
You wanted to throw it out of your balcony.
Bro, if it was up to me right now, if you had a window, I would throw this thing out the window.
Yeah,
right now.
But to us normal folks with carbon fiber, we look at it, we don't think like, let me break it or try to scratch it. We try to like, oh, we keep it nice, you know, like the carbon fiber.
Well, because you can, like,
you're thinking aerospace.
No, I'm thinking the reason why carbon fiber was made, which is structure.
True.
It has a reason for its action. By the way, just to give you some specs on this thing is 10 times lighter than aluminum, yet four times more stronger than carbon steel. And yet, this thing is the equivalent of 70 crates in one from wooden crates for no reason.
So also, yeah, like you said, a lot of people like that ASHRAE, right? Yeah. A lot of people think that ASHRAE weighs, oh my God, it doesn't weigh anything. It's so light, it's carbon. That shit is heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy. Because it's full of carbon. It's not just a little layer of carbon. That's when it's light, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it all together, it gets heavier. And, you know, I'm starting to see cars get lighter and lighter with the carbon. And it's a little scary because I have two cars here right now that have carbon fiber all over the front. They're both crashed. And the carbon fiber, like, dissipated.
It explodes, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I was the SF90, the entire fucking front end is carbon. The hood, the bumper, the fenders, all carbon. He ran over cones. It literally destroyed the front of the car.
That black one down there?
Destroyed it. And the hood, if you go touch it, it's like flimsy now.
Is that an aftermarket body?
No. And the hood, bumper's OEM.
Mm-hmm.
And the carbon is so thin. If you open that hood, it's like really thin. The Urus Performante that we had the crate under, if you go touch the hood, the corner, it's so thin. And when it's that thin, it doesn't mean it's going to be like indestructible. It's going to, when you get that hit, it's going to crunch and it's just going to break, you know? So those two cars, because they're carbon, costs insane amount of money to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing more lately with the newer, nicer cars. So this is not that. This is, if you chuck this like off a roof, it's not going to break.
Yeah, I can fix that for you.
You know?
By the way, I know how to repair carbon. Yeah, but with that thing, I
hey,
mean, like,
hey, hold well, on a minute.
What did you say?
You guys want me to fix it?
No, the car.
No, yeah, the thing you said before. The thing you said before that. You said you can fix what?
The SF90.
I could give you a nice business. All the parts that we're gonna not use because we do have to change it.
Oh shit!
You can have your fun with it.
I have three pieces of carbon down there and it needs repair.
Like, if you walked up the stairs, I don't know if you saw a Porsche car on the stairs.
This guy comes up with so many goddamn ideas. Sorry, you freaking did. Okay, yeah, continue.
There's a Porsche hood when you go up the stairs right here.
I was looking at it.
That's a GT2 RS OEM carbon front hood. And same thing, accident cracked the front. I put it as artwork, as you can see, broken. So, you know, there's some play here and there.
You're with the U-Haul, right?
Crash carbon. Artwork pieces.
Interesting.
Very. Why, when we walk down, just take that hood.
That hood.
Fix it. Yeah.
A GT2 hood.
Yeah. Take it and fix it. Yeah.
Fix it where?
Play with it.
In your apartment where you built this house.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I plead the fifth. I didn't build nothing in no apartment.
Oh man.
Nobody watching this thing. I don't want to get.
He doesn't want to get kicked out.
He's not going to get kicked. No, in my apartment.
Why would you want to repair it? Why would you want to repair it when you can turn it into art? Why?
I agree.
Because we can sell it.
Well, we need the stuff downstairs repaired.
Would you sell it as a stock hood or would you sell it as art?
And it's stock. We're going to repair it.
If it has a powerful story behind it, it'll be worth a lot more than a stock hood. It
doesn't have a powerful story.
I told you it's a story, man.
Yeah, the story is everything. Bro.
Look, I wish all business was story driven. You get what I'm saying? But unfortunately, especially now, it's not.
Well, real story driven.
No, I mean like, a story behind. I mean, there's brands that come out and the story's great and they get big, yeah, but that's very hard. Mm-hmm. Very, very hard, you know? And but I could see this. You know, we'll talk more off camera, but there's a lot of carbon. I have a STO Huracan front clip. Front clip is basically, it's the fenders, the hood, and part of the bumper is one piece. It's like a huge thing.
Easy done.
It's carbon fiber and it is broken in significant areas. That thing, I already thought myself many times. I'm like, I'm going to hang it like from the ceiling over here. Because it's that hood is like 80 grand from Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. So it's sitting there. What am I doing with it? Nothing, you know? And like, it's so technically trash. But it's a Lamborghini carbon fiber piece from a rare car and shouldn't be trashed even though it's broken, you know? So maybe we could do something with these kind of things.
I already have an idea for it.
There you go. We'll talk more. Sooner or later, guys, you're going to be buying some carbon fiber stuff from us. So stay tuned. But let's get more into the topics. McLaren SUV or sedan is apparently talked about.
That's ugly. Looks like a porn. What the hell is that?
What is that?
That is ugly.
McLaren should just stop making cars after the P1.
Period.
Sorry.
That's terrible.
Look at the rear, though.
What is it looking?
Is this happening?
Wait. It's
rumors and talks with partnership from BMW.
Oh, I get it.
Or other manufacturers to help with the cost of development. How about just don't do it?
They're trying to keep up because, you know, everybody's doing it.
Looks like a Jaguar.
Yeah, but put your McLarens together good first and then make more cars.
Could you tell me why you don't like McLarens? I don't know. What's
well, every McLaren I've driven, whether it's brand new, whether it's used, whatever is that, they all rattle. You go inside the car, it's rattling. Things are like, you think things are just going to fall apart on the car. The more you drive a McLaren, you're going to get engine lights. You're going to get limp modes. You're going to get so many electrical problems. The screen's going to get fucking blank or frozen. I've seen all of this.
Okay.
You could go on YouTube. You could see a guy driving a 720 on the freeway. His car just shuts off. He's driving on the freeway. It shuts off everything. And he can't start it again.
Perfect people to ask. You guys see it all the time.
McLaren's going to hate us, man.
I just don't like the build qualities, you know? The P1 is one of my favorite cars ever, though. I love the fucking
P1. Yeah, they're nice.
And we're going to get our hands on one amazing P1 very soon that we're making wheels for. But the Senna, I mean, it's crazy too, but it's not it. I don't know. I'd much rather go Ferrari, Lamborghini all day. So it is what it is. I don't think they should do this.
Imagine a wide body on this. It wouldn't look bad, really.
I don't even... If McLaren didn't have that backing and stuff, they wouldn't be around. I mean, like, their new cars don't sell. Their Arturos don't sell.
It's just a rendering, so it's not like...
Yeah.
How much is that going to be?
I would imagine this is 300 grand.
Yeah.
Really?
Competitive.
280 to 300 grand.
I was thinking like...
The Ferrari SUV is like mind-blowingly expensive. Starts at like mid-fives. The one we saw here, the first one was 620. That's crazy.
Look, I'll be brutally honest. Your Urus, that's it.
Yeah, to me, the Urus is like it just for the price. My car sticker price was $240,000+. If you think about it compared to all this shit now, it's not bad. And guess what? I could sell my car with the body kit I have on there. It's more than what my car sticker price is. So it's just what car, you know, you can't do that with cars often. So that's the best SUV made in this decade.
Yeah, but if you do sell it, what are you going to get? Like, what is that? What is that? This?
Don't ever sell it. I mean, like, pictures don't do that car justice. When I walked in and looked at it, I'm like, oh, my God, what is that stance?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm stuck with that car for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like Moses. I'm going to buy properties and fucking do shit like that.
I want a lot of cars, so I'll get the...
That car is really
one
nice.
One more nice car to talk about, the HWA Mercedes E190E. E190E?
That's sick.
So this is all coming back, that's obviously. Nice. This is a resto mod. It's 500 horsepower. It has some dope-ass wheels on there. I like those wheels.
That's so tight.
That's badass.
Mercedes is always...
Oh, yeah.
Mercedes is always ahead of the game.
That's so... That's really, really...
These guys have something Mercedes working here.
I like Mercedes.
That's from Mercedes?
No. So this is a resto mod. It's a company called HWA. It's a company named after one of the two founders of AMG, actually.
Hmm.
And it's $760,000.
Never mind.
I understand.
Honestly, bring me your 190E and I will make something like this for much less than $760,000.
Actually, yeah, you could.
We could even make it out of carbon.
And it'll probably even look nice too.
Well, you can make cars? You can make carbon cars?
Hold on. We made a wide body kit too. What was it?
Like that. Can you make that in carbon?
Bro, cars are easy. I'm telling you. Aerospace engineers, they call my company cute. Trust me. They can build that easy biscuits.
Yeah.
Anything can be done.
All right, podcast is over. We got to talk
more. I've got an offer.
Do you have any idea how many people are asking me to make carbon fiber toilets? I don't know what is with the addiction.
Toilets?
But yeah, everybody wants me to build something out of a toilet.
Honestly, I'm something scary about fiber inside my ass. a little scary.
I would assume it'd be smooth, a little bit.
You got to like epoxy the shit out of that or like fibers going up your ass.
I ain't making no toilets, bro.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I mean, just handling your carbon fiber stuff, I got itchy too. I'm not gonna lie. Whatever I was touching, I was getting like little.
It's like itchy
because it's like fibers everywhere. You know,
it's a pain to clean, but away. Just don't touch your eyes.
Yeah. So toilet, I don't know, man. They're out there too, but I've seen it.
There's carbon fiber toilet.
I've seen it. Yeah. It's just they look like they don't look very.
It has to be shiny though, so your ass doesn't hurt.
Yeah, the epoxy the shit out of it.
No, the furniture industry is completely untouched too.
Furniture?
They have some carbon fiber furniture, but it's like overlay. I don't think
I've seen tables. Yeah. Carbon fiber tables. I've seen those.
Most of them are overlay, but if you're looking at solid carbon pieces, like I don't know if a guy called Manny something on YouTube. He has a single carbon fiber piece. That thing is like six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it gets expensive, man. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. That's crazy. I'm sure that was gifted to him too because
carbon fiber fridge would be cool.
Fridge
like a door
in terms of heat maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Let's have our viewers comment below what you would like to see made out of pure carbon fiber. What would you guys like
the to comments see? Are going to be very bad.
Yeah, people are probably
gonna you make Moses a carbon fiber tooth.
Maybe Moses wants a carbon fiber dildo.
I was gonna say it. The comments are gonna be bad. Someone's gonna say dildo.
Yeah, dildo for dildo. Sure. For sure.
Terrible.
Jesus.
Yeah. Dildo.
You know, 100%. They're gonna say all kinds of stuff.
I had my brief exploration with shoes, and putting carbon fiber in shoes, which I have some of it down there. But we got carbon fiber sheets, and we put it in, sewed it to the leather, and that kind of stuff. And it was a lot of fun, but it was just too expensive of a price point. Because the leather for the shoe, everything was leather, the soles inside out, but with a carbon on it too. It was just, you know, the price point was too much and it did decently. And then I had to basically just stop.
They use it in sports equipment as well. Apparently it was made illegal in a lot of sports. Like I know that in baseball, you're not allowed to use a carbon fiber bat. Mm-hmm. It was a massive advantage. But on shoes, I remember there was a big scandal that happened. Somebody had a carbon fiber sole or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Something like that. They made it illegal.
Really?
Yeah, carbon fiber gives a huge advantage, bro. A lot of people use it.
So there you go. This has been a carbon fiber episode, which is cool. I even have a SF90 carbon fiber hood upstairs that I haven't used. Made out of carbon fiber.
U-Haul's right over there.
U-Haul is there. U-Haul. Just throw it in his car.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff in play that we could do. But I'm very excited because he's also making a humidor.
Ooh, I am so excited for that. Dude, the hinges are a pain in the butt. But okay, I shot myself in the foot when I said I'm only gonna make something one rule, which is all carbon. Dude, I would have finished this thing 2 months ago if it wasn't that. But that humidor, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Everyone's telling me to put a Spanish cedar in there.
Yeah.
No Spanish cedar.
It's for humidity, for moisture, that's why.
Yeah, that's assuming that you would lose humidity. But when you're five-axis machine something, it'll be sealed to the point where you're going to have trouble opening it. Yeah. You're talking micromillimeters in terms of fitment. So we're going to try that.
What can't you make out of carbon?
Nothing. A human? What?
You got to make a human.
Huh?
You got to make a human.
Bro, there's so many ideas I have. I'll show you
later. Okay, you're not making a human. You're not carbon making fiber human. Human.
Carbon fiber human.
You're not making a person that's walking that's carbon fiber. Are you?
No offense to any.
If you do,
identify that.
Just
you know, I want a carbon fiber water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
Carbon fiber water bottle?
No, bro. Your tongue's gonna itch for like 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, bro. Actually.
Yeah, don't put carbon fiber in your mouth, man.
Okay. True.
At least put like a cut, like a metal thing in the carbon fiber, so whole thing.
No, man. There's ways to seal carbon fiber. Doesn't mean you're gonna think. Obviously.
You look he's so gonna come to work. Dumb.
Yo.
You look like a hillbilly. Oh.
You can say it. It's okay. I can cut it.
Oh, you can cut it? You look like a hillbilly, bro. Huh?
Yeah, but how are you going to mold his tooth?
Can you make white carbon?
Yeah.
Okay, so just put one white carbon tooth. One. He has a tooth in his pocket, actually. His tooth is in his pocket. You want to put that in the U-Haul, too?
Throw it in there, bro.
I have it.
He has his tooth.
Okay, don't take your tooth out.
Don't hand it to me, bro. I'm good.
Do not take your tooth out.
He's like, don't hand it. Yeah, I'm good. Hey, when you laugh, Moses, look straight in the camera.
Yeah, it's bad. It feels terrible.
What did the customer say today when he was like, hi, thank you? What happened?
Did you show him his video?
Oh, this is funny. I can send it to you. You can airdrop it. I mean, you can show it here.
Airdrop.
Oh my God. Airdrop. It's so funny.
He was shocked. He didn't know.
I'm sending it to you. I'm not going to airdrop it. I'll just send it to you.
Just airdrop it. Just do it to my computer.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
No. No. Not at all. All right. Airdrop.
Bro, I want should to be TTO. The
whole room into carbon.
Oh, gosh.
Everything. I mean, even the floor. You know that forest carbon look over there? Looks like black marble. I would love to do a floor. A whole floor out of that stuff.
Hey, why don't you? What? Why does he build you a carbon fiber desk that you never use?
Easy stuff.
No, I don't want a desk.
Easy business.
I'm doing a cigar lounge in the back of my guest house.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Ideas, bro.
So carbon fiber, like a poker table?
No, I don't even want that. Like, maybe one like wall.
Oh, you.
It'd be like sheets of carbon I could glue onto it, and it'll be like a fucking.
Ooh, the KNC finish.
Jesus.
I love this stuff, bro. It's so cool. So many cool things.
I mean, look, we see house stuff is by far the most people spend money on, like home remodeling and building a house. I haven't seen too much play with carbon.
Yeah.
You know, people do tiles, they do marbles, they buy crazy marbles from here and there. What about carbon?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's what I've always been wondering. Nobody has ever done this stuff.
Is there wood color carbon?
Wood color carbon?
No.
Is that a dumb question? No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, you know, the floors. You know, laminate flooring like this, but carbon?
Yeah, you can make piece by piece and then.
Right?
Like tiles.
Imagine this in carbon. Like, the.
There are. I think about 1,000 different types of. Now look, the difference between carbon is the same all around, across the board. Carbon is the same. The difference is the epoxy.
Yeah.
Each one has its use.
Got
there's
it.
Thousands of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that
there's something similar or close.
Yeah, but not in aerospace.
Let me play this.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Even when you put wood, by the way, you have to seal it.
Yeah, you do.
Everything requires sealer. Like if you're stepping on it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, whatever. So. I don't know about it, but you got to be super bothered to have a carbon fiber, real carbon fiber floor.
Sick. I'm just saying that one room you can
you
do.
You know
it.
Those garage floor epoxies that
yeah,
you have?
Yeah.
Easy.
That's it. Yeah.
That would be crazy super expensive. Shiny.
That's a lot of fucking carbon fiber.
Not the garage, just the inside will be sick. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play this. Listen.
Before, like.
Where's your fucking tooth, bro? Has it been gone this whole time? Did you leave it at Burger King?
I almost swallowed it with the Whopper out of the air. And it got stuck in the bun and the meat. And I almost swallowed it.
Do you think it was crunchy? They might have left a fucking roach in there?
I got kicked at my little...
Where's your fucking tooth?
Jeez, bro.
Oh, Hank.
You have the best stories in history, by the way. You're a legend.
Hank is funny.
No, you're saying Moses is a legend? Moses? Yeah, of course, bro. He
should write an autobiography on you, bro.
He's been through so many things, man. Moses has been through a lot.
Yeah. Respect.
Yep. Yeah. So let's finish up this podcast. It was great. Like I said, watch the YouTube episode coming up. You're going to see more of the unboxing of this and what was inside of it. Thank you for bringing this over for us. It's truly incredible. I see a lot of amazing things for you in the future because you're passionate about it. You know what you're talking about. You have visions. You have ideas. And that's how RDB started, you know, with the vision, the creativeness mind. We had no money. We were negative. And most people would have just not done it, would have stopped. And we pushed through it. And we still pushed through a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah.
So... it's just that's what it is, you know. We love our brand and it's globally known. It's a body shop, you know. It's not a clothing brand, fashion brand, whatever. This is a body shop. Body shops are local shops, but we're globally known because of what we've done. So I want that for you as well. And we have much more to talk about after this podcast. But yeah, so thank you, Rafi,
thank you
for
guys.
Joining.
Stuff,
sorry,
Rafi.
Sorry, he wasn't live today. I don't know what Richard needs to do, but blame Richard.
Gotta go home.
Just
and
send him death threats and do whatever you guys want to do.
Everyone DM Richard, tell him you fucked up.
He needs to go home and eat edibles. And
screen name is @arrows.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.